Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Chobot HaLevavot writes in the Shaar HaBitachon Perek Dalid that if a person ever gets harmed or insulted by someone else, he should tolerate the insult and not only not take revenge, but rather he should repay the one who damaged him with kindness and do whatever he can to help that person. He should understand that the person was not the real cause of the harm. He should give him the benefit of the doubt and say, Hashem, this must have happened because I deserve it. Please forgive me for my sins. If the person is able to respond like that, says the Chovot HaLevavot, the one who seeked his harm will turn away his hatred and show love for him instead. Like the Pasuk says in Mishle, Birtzot Hashem Darkei Ish, Gam Oivav Yashlim Ito. To be able to separate the harm done from the person who caused it is extremely difficult. But as we grow in Emunah and understand that everything is from Hashem, it will get easier. This type of response brings blessing. It brings atonement and brings unity. It enables us to move on peacefully and rid ourselves of harmful, negative feelings. Sometimes people do upset us, harm us, or even take advantage of us. At those times, when we're burning with anger, we should pause and tell ourselves, now is a golden opportunity to overcome my natural inclination and do the will of Hashem by maintaining peace. This will elevate us spiritually and Be'ezrat Hashem bring us blessings physically as well. The Sefer Emunah Shelema told the story of a couple from Israel who struggled with Parnasa. The wife, who we'll call Esther, was a school teacher. She did what she could to help her husband support the family. She had a lifelong friend named Rachel. They went to school together. They went to the same seminary. They got married about the same time, and they moved together to a newly developing area. Esther and her husband had 3 children, while Rachel and her husband were still awaiting to become parents. They were married for 9 years, and it didn't look promising. One day, Rachel decided to go into business selling homemade food from her house, mostly desserts. The word quickly got out about how good the desserts were, and her business began to flourish. She knew her friend Esther needed help with Parnasa, and she also wanted to expand her business. So she went to Esther and asked if she would also sell the desserts from her house. She lived on the other side of the neighborhood, and it would bring in many more customers. She told Esther that she'll give her a percentage of every dessert sold. Esther knew it was going to be hard to deal with customers in her house. After all, she had a full day at school, then had to come home and take care of the family. But she did need the money and wanted to help her friend, so she agreed to open up her home nightly after 9 p.m. to sell the desserts. At the end of the first very tiring month of business, Esther sold out of everything she had. She called Rachel in excitement to tell her. Rachel quickly came over, dropped off more desserts, and took all the money that was collected. Esther then asked her, how much percentage am I getting of what I sold? Rachel then said, well, the first month I spent a lot of money advertising and getting you started up. That was your percentage. And Rachel took the money and left. Esther and her husband couldn't believe what just happened. They spent every single night dealing with customers till a late hour, rushing their children to sleep, barely talking to each other, just to make these sales. And now Rachel wasn't giving them anything? They were very angry. Esther was contemplating ending the friendship. How could Rachel do this to me? She promised me money for work and then doesn't pay me? But then Esther started thinking to herself. She started saying how hard it was for Rachel to live without children all these years. She said, I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's not get upset over this. Let's move on. And her husband agreed it was the right thing to do. Esther then said out loud, I completely forgive Rachel for what she just did, and I still love her the same. And not only that, I want to give her the merits of this forgiving. Hashem, please let the zechut of me forgiving her allow her to have a baby. Baruch Hashem, before the year was up, Rachel and her husband were blessed with a child. Giving in, forgiving, overlooking are heroic acts that can do wonders for us. Have a great day.